to the inaugural episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends, a brand new podcast from Breadbox Media. I'm your host, Lisa Hendy, and I want to welcome you to what I hope will be an ongoing conversation between friends. It's such a joy to be back behind the microphone after many years of a break from podcasting. I'm ready to dive back in, and it's mostly because life is just so fun and exciting these days that I just can't wait to share it all with you. So every week, we're going to be with you with an episode that'll be anywhere between 30 minutes an hour. Take me along on your walk, do your laundry with me, wash your car, drive to work, whatever it is, or just sit down and relax with the amazing guests we'll be featuring here on Lisa Hendy and Friends. Each week we'll have a conversation that hopes to be something that will enlighten and inspire you and introduce you to the totally cool people that I come into interaction with. We'll also be looking at the latest in movies, reading the newest books that are out from a variety of different publishers, and I can't wait to take you along with me on my travels each week on my Where in the Heck is Lisa segment that'll come up at the end of the show. It's called Lisa Hendy and Friends for a reason, though, and that's because I want you to be a part of this show, too. So we'll be featuring your feedback. Feel free to ask questions by email, by social media, or use that little voice recorder doohickey on your phone and send me a voice feedback. Any of those, I'd love to have your questions, your comments. What do you want to hear on this show? What do you want me to talk about? It's your show, too. So it's not just called Lisa Hendy. It's called Lisa Hendy and Friends. Well, let's dive into the very first conversation. It feels like a fitting one. This is with my friend Pete Sox, who's the reason that I'm back behind the microphone. He's going to share some about his life and also about what's happening over at Breadbox Media and mention some other names that you're going to be wanting to listen to in podcasting too. I apologize in advance for some of the audio quality. We're still figuring out my setup, and so I won't get into the rigmarole of what happened to get this interview to you, but I'll promise that we'll try to improve every week, and hopefully the sound quality will get better. I can't promise the host will get better, but hopefully the technology will get better over time. Anyway, here's my chat with Pete. Enjoy. Let's move beyond all the geekiness for a second and just talk a little bit about, I've known you for, I think, maybe about 5 years now, but maybe there are some folks out there listening that have never met you before, don't know about your work, both with the PR work that you do and the faith-based work that you do. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll start back at somewhat at the beginning. I'm a convert to the faith. In 1996, I converted. I was led to the church by my wife, now wife, then fiance. So I converted in 96, and about 7 years ago, I guess it was now, not quite seven, 2012, I did my first book review. Brandon Vaught, who we both are familiar with, got me hooked up with publishers, and from there, it kind of exploded. I've done book reviews over at Pathos for about since 2014, I guess, is when Elizabeth Scalia invited me over to bring my self-hosted pod or blog over there. And that grew into Allison Gingras calling me up one day out of the blue, asking if I wanted to be a guest on her show on Breadbox to talk about books, which I did. So we did that for about 8 months or so. And then I started my own show over there.
It's so funny how you say yes to something and it leads to something else, which it's kind of the story of my life, too. You can kind of trace things back to yeses that you said along the way and how little yeses just kind of like mount up and lead you to this amazing work that you're doing now. And I mean, I have to say, like, for friends that are listening, you know that I've podcasted in the past, and what's encouraged me to dive back in is this great initiative that's happening over at Breadbox, kind of a growth of the work that you guys have been doing over there for the last few years. So tell me a little bit more about that, what's going on with the project and what are your hopes for it?
Well, what we're doing over at Breadbox is we've basically, as we're recording this, I was recently named managing partner. Leo Brown, the founder, entrusted me with that role with Breadbox. And my goal and my vision is to bring in a whole lot of Catholic talent and build out our offerings of podcasts so that we're a one-stop shop for anybody looking for Catholic. And we'll sprinkle in some Christian podcasts too, so that everybody has one place to go to find this stuff. Because, you can go out on iTunes or whatever and search for it, but it's going to be a lot easier when it's all under one umbrella. And we're bringing in great talent such as you, Lisa Hendy.
I'm laughing because if listeners knew how much struggling we just did to get a very basic recording set up, you would realize the statement there. But thanks, Pete.
You're welcome.
I think I'm the affirmative action pick of Breadbox Media.
No, there's others. You're not the, unlike where I work, where I was the only guy, which we can get into that as well. And while we're talking here, you're not the only female here.
But there's you. No, you did not just say that only females are technologically talented.
No, I meant that as one female versus all males. That's what I meant. So there's you. We got Sonia Corbett on board. Allison's back. John Michael Talbot. Tommy Ty is coming on with the Catholic Hipster podcast. Him and Sarah Fabulous. We got Rod Bennett's bringing one on. He's going to talk about movies. It's going to be called the Popcorn Cathedral. Oh my, what else are we bringing on board? Mark Shea's been there. I'm there. And it's going to be a cool thing, really cool thing.
Well, I'm so glad to see you having this goal of like world domination. And I'm just really psyched because, a lot of people who may be listening to this know that I did a podcast for a long time, Catholic Moments. And it's funny, I have sons who are 26 and 23. My 23-year-old's super into listening to podcasts. And I just like laugh because he kind of is like, Mom, you should be listening to podcasts. And I'm like, okay, dude, like we were podcasting back in 2008 in the first iteration of it seems like right. There was like this wave of podcasting. And for many of us, it led directly to the books that I've written and things like that. Those opportunities came because of my podcast. And then things sort of like slipped away from podcasting, at least maybe in the Catholic space for a little while. But now it is back in full force. And you see
this. It is.
Large media entities really using this. I feel like the reason it's so popular and so effective is the intimacy of the podcasting format.
It's the intimacy, and in my work, I find as well that people tend to gravitate more towards a media that they can carry in their pocket rather than reading a blog.
Right. So it's like we're right there with you when you're on your walk or doing your laundry or your workout or work. And what finer space to be in to talk about something as personal as faith?
Yes. Yep. And, to use it as a tool to evangelize and bring people to the faith, it's an awesome tool.
So let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned your own faith journey and your wife being an integral part of that. Mm-hmm. So how, what did that look like in terms of, see, for me, I'm a lifelong Catholic. I'm born and raised in all Catholic school. But how, did the rest of your family and your friends, what do they think about, okay, all of a sudden Pete's got religion. What's going on?
Well, I don't know there was really that much to that for me. Growing up, I was born and raised in the United Church of Christ. We didn't go to church very often. Easter, Christmas was basically when we went. Went through confirmation in the United Church of Christ. And then as a teenager, we just didn't go that often. And as a teenager, I felt drawn to go to some kind of service. So after I got my license, I started going myself. And when I met my now wife, Laura, I knew she was Catholic when we met. We actually worked together in a local department store from the age of 16 on, so that's how we met. And, you know, we actually started dating. The religion came up, and she invited me to Mass. And it's funny, just yesterday, as we're recording this, just yesterday, Tommy Ty and I were talking about his book, The Catholic Hipster. And
readily available from Ave Maria Press.
Yes. he has a chapter in there called The Smells and Bells of the Church. And I'm like, well, I have a smells and bells story for you. My first Mass was midnight Mass on Christmas Eve.
Wow, so, nothing like starting with the World Series.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what he said. So it was never... Laura never was pushing me into it or anything. It was always my choice, and I just felt at home. So I went through RCIA and converted to Catholicism. So
and now I think you're teaching RCIA, right?
No, not teaching, but I was actually asked to speak about my conversion reversion story to a class last night. So yeah, it was the first time I publicly spoke about that in front of a group. So that was a dry run for the... It went well, actually. My whole story is very interesting. I was invited to speak to this class because my friend's a deacon and he's the one teaching it. And he's kind of been along for the ride the whole time. As I mentioned, part of my conversion story is also a reversion story. I went through a period where I continued to go to Mass, but it was very dry and I wasn't really getting much out of it, more so the fact because I wasn't putting anything into it. So if somebody says they're not getting anything out of Mass, my immediate response to that is because you're not putting anything into it. But been there, done that. But along the way, it would have been in 2012, he gave me a copy of Father Larry Richards' Be a Man, and it struck a chord in me, and that's kind of what ignited this whole thing that's grown into what I am today. I give Father Larry full credit for my reversion. I've told him that multiple times.
How awesome is that to be able to go to somebody who impacted you and somebody you probably thought you never met, and now to be a co-worker with him in the vineyard?
It's pretty cool. Actually, Father Larry was the first person I had a sit-down interview with. It was at a men's retreat in Emmitsburg, Maryland, at Mount St. Mary's. That's an annual weekend retreat. He was the retreat master, and we sat there on the porch of the seminary and talked about his books, and it was a pretty awesome experience. And it was something.
You know, I think that that intimacy that's possible in our, you know, in our faith journey, those relationships that we build up, it's part of the reason that when I was trying to think of like what to call the show, you know, and to me, the idea of Lisa Handy and Friends is really the idea that you just described, which is whether or not it happens in person, the fact that you don't walk this journey in isolation, that there are people around you that accompany you toward, you know, your relationship with Jesus Christ in good times and in bad times. And I think for me, always what I've felt in my work is that the chance to connect with people is not out of like some kind of promotion or like selling something. It's really about understanding that relationships are so critical. Critical to this path that we walk. So I love hearing story.
Yeah. And that's just one. I mean, it's been an amazing, a truly amazing ride for me. And, you know, part of it that we haven't discussed yet is my career path.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because you sort of gone, to use a poker term, all in. I mean, you took a really big leap of faith last year, leap of trust. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, the way it all started was my whole life seems to circle around this whole book thing. And actually, I'll be speaking to that at our Diocesan Men's Conference this year I was invited to speak at. So that's kind of what my topic's going to be, is how books can change your life. And it was In December of 2016, Sarah Reinhard sent out an email. She was working for the Kennedy Browner Group for their client, Francisca Media, and she would line up, you know, reviews. And I was on the list, and she sent this email out, pretty much told all of us that this was my last go around here. I'm leaving. And I immediately responded with, are they looking for somebody? And she immediately responded with, why, yes, do you want me to connect you? And I'm like, okay. So, that led to conversation with Sherry Brownrigg, which I know you know Sherry. Don't we all? And I came on board part time, and it got to the point where after a few months we had a conversation of would I be willing to come on full time? You know, what would that look like for both of us? And after a few weeks discussion, my answer was yes. And I left a job at a local manufacturer where I was in a decent position. I was the internal auditor working directly for the quality control manager, and I'd been there for 20 years. So the Thursday before Memorial Day of 2017, I walked away from a 20-year career at a local manufacturer to work in the vineyard.
Wow. And so how has it been? I mean, anyways, I'm sure you're working harder than you ever have in your life.
There's no law in the action. We'll put it that way. multiple projects with Sherry. This opportunity with Breadbox came up. I have my own podcast I'm doing, obviously, for Breadbox. Plus, now I'm kind of steering a ship a bit for Leo.
AKA mentoring technologically challenged, wayward older women.
Yeah, you keep bringing that up, Lisa. I don't. You know, I wasn't going to bring that up. it's incredible, and it was. It's funny. A couple years ago, when I started first getting a following as a blogger and stuff, you know, I really was struggling to try to find a way to get out of the secular world and get into the vineyard, as we keep talking about. And I had a couple things come up, and they would be okay for a while, and then they wouldn't, and then they'd fizzle away. And I just got to the point where I said, okay, you know, God, if you want this to happen, then you're going to have to make it happen, and I'm going to quit trying so hard. And at that point, it's when everything just kind of fell on my lap. I mean, it's been incredible. It was a huge leap of faith to do that. A lot of people thought I was nuts, but I haven't regretted a single minute of it.
It's a beautiful, you know, a beautiful witness. And also just, you know, for a lot of people that are listening to this, you know, you're never going to have anything to do with working, you know, as a Catholic speaker, blogger, or whatever. But the interesting thing, I think, is that each of us in our own way has, you know, on a daily basis, the opportunity to be a witness to what we believe in, to what's important to us. And it may not be overt. You know, you may never mention the word Catholic or the word Jesus, but just by our attitude and, you know, the way that we approach the world around us, I think we can shine a light. And we all, we're all called to do that every day. In lots of different ways. So that's what keeps it all really interesting. Well, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for the invitation to be a part of what you're doing at Breadbox. I'm grateful for the help that I know in advance that you're going to be giving me. And I'm really grateful for your friendship. We've only had a chance to be together in person on a very limited basis. But I know that this path is going to take us into interaction with each other.
It's going to be frequently. Awesome.
And I'm just really excited. I'm excited about what's to come, and I'm super honored to be a small part of it. So
you remember that time we met?
Yes.
The last talk, Deacon Harold, when you kick in the back of my chair.
Oh, we love you, Deacon Harold. I hope I get him on my show sometime soon. Talk about a fireball of energy. Amazing guy. So, how can people, if they want to be a bigger part of what's going on at Breadbox, how can they find out more? Where do we find you, you personally, and then Breadbox Media as well?
Okay, well, finding me personally is fairly easy. My website is www.catholicbookblogger.com, and that'll take you to my blog on Pathios. And you can find my work at Breadbox at www.breadboxmedia.com, and there you'll find the huge assortment of podcasts we have available. I will say ever-growing assortment of podcasts we have available, changing basically a couple times a week here lately, as in additions, not any subtractions. And there's a lot you can do there. Again, you can go in and you can find what shows you want to listen to. You can load up your, if you're so inclined and technologically averse, you can load up your podcast aggregator on your phone or your tablet that way. Or you can listen to our Podbean stream right through the website of the show that you want, if that's possible. And also, if you're so inclined and you really like the host, you can become a premium member and support them for $9.99 a month. And we have a deals package that some businesses have come on board to offer deep discounts to our premium members, so you can take advantage of that if you want. But yeah, come and check it out. There's a lot going on.
You know you want to listen. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I have so much to learn about Breadbox, and I'm just really excited about picking up a new format and having some great conversations. And I'm really grateful to you, Pete. So thanks in advance for everything.
Thank you for saying yes.
And hopefully this will be just the start of many conversations. So stay tuned, everybody. So fun to have Pete on the show, and I really hope you guys will check out the great work that he's doing over at Breadbox and also at his blog at Pathios. I'll have some links in our show notes so you can get a hold of all of Pete's information. And thank you, Pete, for just for everything. I'm so glad you're a friend in so many ways. So let's dive into these closing segments. I've got two things to share with you on my On the Screen segment this week. On the Screen is going to be all about the movies and the television programs and other forms of entertainment that I'm getting a chance to bring to you and review. And I've got two this week that are kind of like coming attractions. So I'm not actually able to review these yet, but they're so fun, and I just wanted to put them on your radar so you can be planning for them. The first one is the awesome, very fun show, Living Biblically. This is actually a TV show that's coming on CBS, and it'll be starting fittingly on Sunday, January 28th. So about a week from now, if I'm looking at that's this weekend. Boy, I lost a whole week there. So Living Biblically, the premise is really based on this book by A.J. Jacobs that came out a few years back, A Year of Living Biblically. But in this show, Chip, who's the protagonist, is Catholic. And I'm going to play the trailer for you. He wanders into a local Catholic church after something that happens in his life and finds himself in a confessional with the voice that you're hear, which is Father Gene. So here's the trailer for Living Biblically.
Hey man, you open?
Yeah. Church is always open. We're like heaven 11.
Well, it all started when my buddy Ray died.
My Ray just loved you two so much.
He's in a better place.
No, he's not. Raymond is in devil country now. Area code code 666.
Why would you say that?
He stopped going to church.
Oh, well, so did I.
So you'll see each other again.
I tried to lose myself in my job.
Is that the last donut, Chip?
It is the last donut, Miss Meadows.
You are going to need to wear a bell if you keep sneaking up on people like that.
He always eats the last one, and he never gets any for the office.
Hey, you know, I drove you to IKEA, Cheryl, and you're going to play me like this?
Like this, Cheryl?
All right, enough!
And then my wife dropped the bombshell that brought me here today.
Brace yourself. Your girl's pregnant.
I'm a good man, but I want to be great.
Do you have any books for when you're just sort of an overall disaster as a person, but are also going to be bringing a human child into the world?
Honey, I've been divorced 4 times. I bought stock in Blockbuster Video, and I worked the night shift in one of America's last bookstores. You don't want my advice.
Whoa. Bible? No, I... That's an accident. I didn't mean to get that.
Put it back.
I've decided to live my life 100% by the Bible. To the letter. I gotta do it all in. It's like a soul cleanse.
Donuts in the heezy.
What's up with your threads, man? You look like a business casual ghost.
Changing your life like this, that changes my life too.
I just really believe it's gonna make me a better father for our son or daughter.
Chip, hooked up with this chick, Josie from CrossFit, last night. Hottest caboose I have ever seen. Aside from my wife, of course.
That's scary, and that's not Tracy.
Biblically, what should I do?
The Bible says you're supposed to stone adulterers. But of course, you're not going to be doing that in 2017 because of jail.
Baby, what are you doing with that rock?
I don't want...
In the face of the rock? I might have to try this Bible thing out my damn self.
Darn self.
Darn self. Darn self. Yeah.
So that's Living Biblically. It's starting Sunday, the 28th, which is, yes, indeed, tomorrow as I'm recording this on CBS. And, I'll have a review up at my blog at lisahendy.com. I really enjoyed the show. And I had a great chat yesterday with the showrunner, Patrick Walsh, who's was raised Catholic. And you can just see some of the really just funny, funny things. It's okay to laugh sometimes about these things. So anyway, check it out and head over to lisahendy.com for my full review. Also on the screen coming soon, and I can't even really say anything about this, but I screened it last night, the 1517 to Paris. And I had a great interview yesterday with the three heroes who are actually not only star in this film, but who are actually the heroes that stood up and took down a terrorist on that train to Paris back in 2015. It's a really fascinating film directed by Clint Eastwood, who made the decision to let those three heroes actually star as themselves in the film. So I'll have a full review coming out on the 15 to 17 pair to Paris coming soon. That's coming out in early February. On the bookshelf this week, I have a few new things to share with you. Actually, three books this week. So the first one is from my friends at Take Up and Read, and this is a Lenten study. Take Up and Read does an amazing job of creating Lectio Divina devotionals that you can use every day to dive into scripture and then to kind of look at how you can use this scripture study to make, just in general, make your life better. Take Up and Read has really been a blessing to me. Use their Advent study, and I can't wait to dive in with Above All for Lent. And you know, when I received the book, I was like, oh, it's so early. I think we don't really need this book yet, but oh my goodness, Lent is February 14th. It's going to be here before we know it. The second book, I'm hoping to actually get the author of this book on an upcoming podcast, Colleen Mitchell's brand new book, When We Were Eve. This is from Franciscan Media. And Colleen draws on this biblical story of Genesis to show, you know, just God's amazing plan for each of us in our lives. She brings in the voices of other women and offers brand new perspectives. And if there's one thing I know about Colleen's work is that it is heartbreakingly beautifully honest. So I can't wait to dive in and to share When We Were Eve with you. And then the last book, this one I have to share, is it's a little near and dear and close to my heart because I actually was involved in acquiring this book for Ave Maria Press. The book is Making Room for God, and this is by Mary Elizabeth Sperry. Maybe you've heard about this tidying trend, the decluttering trend that was set into motion a couple of years ago by that famous book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying. Well, Making Room for God is actually Mary Sperry's answer to Marie Kondo's kind of tidying trend. And it's really the first Catholic book out there that looks at decluttering from a Catholic perspective. So, is there such a thing? Can decluttering be pain-free and peaceful and prayerful? I'm happy to report that with Mary Elizabeth Sperry's book, Making Room for God, indeed, that is possible. And I'll share that I have really been blessed by Mary's blog and just the work that she's done in this realm, and that she's helped me to become not only more organized, but hopefully a little closer to God in my own life as well. So check out Making Room for God. Now, our closing segment every week is going to be that question, where in the world is Lisa? I'm happy to report that this week I am recording from my home studio right here in sunny Los Angeles, California. This was a victorious week because I got to the beach not only once, but twice. And one day I was sitting at the beach working. Yes, I'm that lady who takes her laptop and her chair to the beach with her floppy hat and sits down on her beach chair and does all of her emails just as if she were in her office. I was sitting there doing some writing earlier in the week, and I had this school of dolphins. What are they? Are they called like a pod of dolphins or a posse of dolphins? Well, there they were, 15 of them jumping around in the water right in front of me. The show went on for about 30 minutes. I did not get any work done, but it was quite delightful. So I'm happy to report that I'm going to be here all this week. Yay! Victory. I'll be heading off on a little adventure next week, but for now, I am happy in my zip code. So where are you this week? As we close out this show, I want to remind you that I really want you to be part of this conversation. So send me your feedback. Let me know what you want to hear on the podcast, whether it's guests you'd like for me to interview, questions you want answered, books you've read, movies you've seen. Tell me where you are and what you're up to in your life. That's what friends do, right? So I'm so grateful again to Breadbox Media. Definitely head over there to breadboxmedia.com. And I would love it if you'd check me out on online too. You can find me at lisahendy.com. That is lisahendey.com. Or on social media, just about everywhere, at Lisa Hendy. I don't snap. But aside from that, you'll be able to find me at Lisa Hendy. So drop a comment and let me know what you think and what you'd like to hear. And really, I want to hear from you because I really want this to be a two-way conversation. So thanks for listening. Thanks for the gift of your time. And pray for me, and I will pray for you. And until next time, God bless everybody. Have a great day.